This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. It's thrilled today to visit with Cindy Warburton. Cindy's an advanced practice provider, and she's the program manager for advanced practice practitioners at Providence Health System, Providence Clinical Network. The advanced practitioners are increasingly becoming either the backbone, you could call it the backbone of the healthcare system, or so important to the healthcare system because we've moved into a world where we're relying more and more on PAs, nurse practitioners, and all types of advanced practitioners to make sure our growing population of 330 million people can be taken care of. Cindy's got a great perspective on this. Cindy, can you take a moment to introduce yourself, tell us about your role, and then let's talk about the evolving role of advanced practitioners.
Sure, thank you. Well, I've been a nurse practitioner for the last 10 years, and in my life and career before that, I was an ER nurse and I was a nursing leader in various roles. And so in my role as a nurse practitioner, I manage programs for advanced practice providers with Providence, which, as you said, covers 7 states, mostly on the West Coast. And my clinical specialty is urgent care, and I'm also an adjunct professor at Washington State University.
And talk about the world that we're in. We've grown to 330 million people in our country and aging and growing. We're also at a spot where there's 1,060,000 physicians. The number of nurses is between 4 to 5 million, depending on who's practicing, who's not, and so forth. How critical is it that we fully take advantage of advanced practitioners to make sure we take care of our population? And how do you see that evolving?
Well, I love this topic. So nurse practitioners and physician assistants, collectively known as advanced practice providers, or APPs, are already improving access to care by being part of the healthcare team that includes physicians and other clinicians. And as we know, this healthcare transformation to a more patient-centric, value-based model really started evolving long before the pandemic. And then over the last few years, it's only accelerated the change in healthcare delivery models. And APPs deliver high-quality care to patients within their scope of practice. And when we're working collaboratively with physicians and the healthcare team, expand that access to care. We know that close to 100 million, if not more, in the U.S. are consistently without access to healthcare. And you combine that with an aging population with chronic health conditions. We know that physicians and APPs are essential to deploying in this multifaceted solution to improve and maintain populations of healthy people. And so that said, advanced practice providers are a growing field. They also include CRNAs, certified nurse midwives, and nurse practitioners are the fastest growing health profession and expected to increase by about 30% over the next 10 years. So I would say that APPs are a pretty critical part of that healthcare redesign and delivery.
And where do we see it? Do we see it in primary care? We see it with specialists as well. I know when I go to the orthopedic physician, I see the PA first today. Do we see it all across healthcare? Are there certain areas where advanced practitioners can help us leverage better than others? What's your sense of some of that?
Yeah, well, certainly primary care and urgent care being sort of an extension of primary care, if you think about it, is a bread and butter of places for nurse practitioners and PAs to be deployed. Although, you can find APPs throughout any specialty area. And I think that the opportunities are boundless there. There's a varying scope of practice laws that for nurse practitioners, that vary. It's a bit similar for PAs, but a little different. And so generally the states range from full practice authority to reduced or priority. And so overall it creates the need for these workflows that just generally allow NPs and PAs to work to their full scope and their practice authority within whatever state they're employed. And so that really highlights the importance of creating structure around supporting an APP workforce that's autonomous and collaborative within their lane, if you will, or their scope. And so with that in mind, we can really, I think wherever they can be deployed, that dramatically improves access to care for patients and contributes to those healthy outcomes that we're all striving for. And we know that these models have been proven to work, especially when you put APPs and physicians together working in teams to take care of populations. It brings a lot of joy and fulfillment when, and I'll speak for APPs, when they're allowed to work to that full scope of practice, you can get improved engagement and better workload of patients. You can reduce that turnover and burnout.
Thank you. When we look at 10 years from now, what will be the proportion, and I don't know, not exact, of course, like I know right now there's maybe five times as many nurses as there are doctors. What will that look like in terms of advanced practitioners versus doctors in terms of really taking care of our communities? Are we looking at, what does that look like, that ratio of doctors to advanced practitioners?
Well, I think that's a little harder to pinpoint, but I think what I see trending is definitely more of team and value-based care models where you have physicians and APPs that are working with the healthcare team, for example, an RN, a pharmacist, social worker, all within a team model that's taking care of perhaps a larger panel of patients. And then in that way, you're optimizing and freeing up a physician to spend more time on that specialized care or diagnostically complex patients within, and then allowing these APPs to work within their scope of practice for offloading the chronic care management, the follow-up care, you know, the things that are within their scope. And so I think that that's where the opportunity lies. And I think that that's where, you know, we have to move towards that to provide sustainable care.
Thank you. We've got this horrible limiting step in healthcare in that to create more doctors, we've got these residency programs and there's not enough residency spots. There seems to be closer and closer to enough med school spots, but still not enough of those either. But then even so, there's not enough residency spots. What's the limiting gap in creating more advanced practitioners? It was medical school. Now it's 4 years of medical school, 4 years of residency. Sometimes there's fellowships. It's become ridiculous given the education system was built before the internet in the time it takes to create doctors today. And people could argue with that, but I think there ought to be a way to do it a little bit quicker at least and with a little bit less debt. But what about advanced practitioners? What's the pathway to become an advanced practitioner? How daunting is that roadmap to get there?
Yeah. Well, I'll speak to nurse practitioners since that's what I'm licensed as. And so in terms of schooling, every nurse practitioner has to go through training to be an RN. And then they have varying levels of experience going into a nurse practitioner program. And certainly the opportunity when they don't have the same residency structure built into their education as the medical model. And that's where a lot of organizations, you know, they're recognizing that and optimizing that onboarding and training period to provide some structured time to get into their clinical role and gain the experience that helps them to be more confident. And so with that, you know, they come out licensed and ready to practice. And, you know, depending on that individual and where they're practicing at, you know, I would say that I'm focusing on programs, you know, through Providence that are designed to close that gap, if you will, of what they don't get in a residency, giving them an opportunity to have some structured training and onboarding that gives them confidence and builds their competence and practice in their first few years of training. And so by the time they hit their 1, 2, 3 year mark into practice, they truly are, you know, feeling autonomous and confident and feeling, you know, like they can manage that patient load a little bit better without the stress and the overhead of being new.
No, thank you so much. It's a fascinating evolving area, and we're just so short of doctors, advanced practitioners, nurses, everyone, that the better we can figure out how we utilize people at the top of their license and how we help them become what they want to become, the better off we all are. Cindy, I want to thank you for joining us. I love your perspective always. Thank you so much for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, Cindy Warburn, brilliant sort of leader, program manager, leader for advanced practitioners. Great thoughts. And thank you so much for joining us, Cindy, as always. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.